Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I have another episode of Hey Tammy for you. And can you believe that we are just days away from Christmas? We're days away from the end of the new year. And I know that many people, I don't listen to as many podcasts during the busy seasons just because I'm doing other things. And so you may be listening to this after the holidays. So just congratulations, you made it. And all of that, but let's get down to what the question is today. I got a question that was, hey, Tammy, how will I know when I'm ready? Okay, first of all, she did not tell me what she was trying to be ready for, which I'm actually kind of thankful for, because now you get to fill in what you're waiting on. And I want to start by just asking you, what is something that you are waiting to be ready for? It took me 6 to 8 months before I started my podcast. I'm getting ready to go, like, we're knocking on 3 years of the podcast, but it really took me 6 to 8 months. I don't even know. I think, were podcasts a thing 8 years ago? Who knows? Anyway, I was waiting for this idea of, okay, I'll know when I'm ready. And that's why I think, and what else? Being a mom, starting a job, changing jobs, asking for a promotion. When are you ready to, you know, try a new hairstyle? Like, it can be, what are you waiting to be ready for? And her question, which is, it's such a good question, because there's an answer to it that you already know. You will never feel ready. There will always be reservations, even if it's something that you really, really want and have prepared for. There's always that what if. So the great news is we don't have to feel ready. One of the things I want to challenge is that if you're asking yourself this, and this reminds me of when I first started Pilates, you start with 1.0. And I went and I was like, oh, some of these like 1.5 classes. So I asked my instructor, I was like, hey, how do I know when I'm ready for a 1.5 class? And she's like, when you think about it, you're ready. When it becomes on your heart, when there's a question of if I'm ready, that's an indicator that you are. We won't know what it's going to be like. We can't even step into, like, I couldn't do Pilates 1.5 until I started Pilates 1.5. I could not up-level my strength and my flexibility and my skills until I started it. I could not get better at podcasting until I started podcasting. I could not get better at recording videos until I started recording my podcast with a video. I could not get better at parenting a teen until I had a teen. You can't be ready and be good at what you're about to do until you start doing it. So the question is not, how will you know? When you think about being ready, you already are. Go for it. Dive in. like the amazing part is you will never feel ready. You'll never know that you're ready. You're already ready. You get to decide when to act. That's the question, is when do I move? When do I step out? And it's kind of like one of those, like the proverb, not a proverb, what is it? Like an old saying, when's the best time to plant a tree? 5 years ago, but the second best time is right now. When there's something on your heart to do, the best time to do it was 5 years ago when it first crossed your mind, your heart, when it first, like in your knower, you felt it. The second time is right now. Don't give yourself time to talk yourself out of it. Don't give yourself that ruminating on, oh, I need to have this, this, and this. You'll figure it out on the way. Everything is figure outable. You are scrappy and you're capable. And you, my friend, can do whatever you put your mind to. You just have to start doing it. It doesn't mean it's not going to be scary at first, but what in your life have you jumped into 100% certain it was right and there was no fear at all attached to it? Now, name something that terrified you to death and you overcame it and it made you stronger because of it. What trials and circumstances and struggles have you been through that you became who you are because of? There are things in my life that were so challenging that if I would have waited until I was ready to get through it, I would have been miserable for a long time. Grief is one of those things. If I waited till I felt healthy to get healthy, if I waited to feel like it wasn't such a strong feeling of grief to move through active grief and now into inactive grief, I would never be here. I chose to act whether I was ready or not. I chose to heal. I chose to move forward. And the amazing thing is that you get to take with you what you want and you get to leave behind what you don't. So the question, my friend, is not how will you know when you're ready? The question is, when are you going to choose to act? When are you going to choose to go for it? And when are you going to start planting that tree? I say plant it now. I say do it now. Do it scared. Do it not knowing. Do it hoping that it all works to the glory of God. And you won't be disappointed. You may be bruised a little bit on the way down, but you know, what part of life and what part of laughs don't come with a little bruising? You're capable. You can do it. And with that, I'm going to close. I just want to offer this invitation to you that if you want to know how to transform, to make a change, to act whether you're ready or not, join Divine Destiny, our Facebook group. In the new year, we are going to spend some time in there just stepping out and realizing that we're all in the same position. We all have the same fears. We all have the same notion that everyone else has something figured out that we don't. We all have our gifts. We all have our talents. We all have our strengths. The amazing thing is that the strengths that I have are not the same strength as yours. And the strengths that you have are not the same strength as mine, which means that when we partner together, we're stronger. When we shine the light of grace and growth and opportunity and purpose and passion and calling, when we shine our light and when we stand next to each other, the light is brighter and we have more confidence to walk together. And that's what I want for us. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for me. That's what I want, because if we're going to do this thing called life, we've got to do it together. And with that, come and join Divine Destiny. Come and just hang out with us. Come and find a place where you get to explore what your gifts are. You get to get encouraged, and you get to see how it is to step out boldly and having others encourage you along the way. So with that, choose joy until joy chooses you, and I'll see you soon. Bye for now.